This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
In these days of religious rackets and weird doctrines, the Bible truths are so clouded by current heresies that gospel expressions are abased and avoided. My subject is an example of this. We shall consider the gospel truth of sanctification. Neighbors, this one thing would I learn of you. Are you sanctified? If you react thus, I don't have to be sanctified to go to heaven. You are wrong. For only those who are sanctified will go to heaven. That's right, neighbor. Two extremes are with us today. Some say they are sanctified and never sin, while others say they have to sin every day. Neither of these sound like real Christians, for the Lord's people do not live in sin, nor do they boast of being sinless either. Such extremes are like an auto salesman claiming that his car will stop in a second at any speed, while the man at the court tells the judge that no one could stop at the light that quick. One makes a false claim while the other excuses his lawlessness by blaming the brakes. Both are bad wrong. We mustn't let the foolish claims about sanctification shut our ears to the truth of this essential matter. Yes, I said essential, for if you are not sanctified, you are not in the church the Bible speaks of, for all in that church are described as being sanctified in Christ Jesus. If not sanctified, then you do not belong to Jesus Christ, for all his people are sanctified by faith that is in him. If not sanctified, then you are not saved. For sanctification is an integral part of God's salvation. And if you are not sanctified, then you will not be in heaven. God will not take to his home of holiness and light those who are not first separated from the sin and darkness of this wicked world. So, my neighbors, this message concerns you. Give me your close attention as I condense a great Bible revelation into these few minutes. Sanctified means to be separated or set apart. Real Christians are set apart from all other people. They are separated from the world and they belong to the church that Christ loved and bought by his own blood. They are separated from that crowd that throngs the broad road to destruction and set apart on that narrow road of life that leads to heaven. They are sanctified from the world that murdered God's Son to be those who love the Lord Jesus and enthrone him as their Lord and Savior. I repeat my question. Neighbor, are you sanctified? This is a direct question that needs a direct answer. But like many other questions, those who fully comprehend them must give a double answer and say yes and no. How could that be? If one were asked at the court, were you exceeding the speed limit? He might answer yes and no, and then explain. If you mean the state speed limit, no, and the state would hold him guiltless. But if you mean the town speed limit, yes, and the town would fine him as guilty. So to the question, are you sanctified? Every enlightened Christian must answer yes and no. And for this reason, the Bible shows there is a sanctification that Christ procured by his sacrificial death on Calvary, and which he is to all his redeemed people, so that all born-again Christians can say, yes, I am sanctified eternally by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, my Savior, once for all. But the Bible also shows that when one is born of God, the Holy Spirit indwells him to begin his work of separating us from our old habits and ways to live a new life, pleasing to God in all things. And in this progressive work, the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to sanctify us, rebuking our ways and leading us into God's ways, exposing our selfishness to develop in us godliness. This is the continual working of the Spirit of God with the Word of God in us, and it is progressive, still going on. So we must say, I am not yet sanctified, for each day I am being more and more sanctified. That is, set apart for God by the working of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. That is why our Lord prayed for us, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. Sanctify them, who? Those who are already so sanctified by the work of Christ on Calvary for them that he could say of them, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. There is a positional once for all sanctification that we have. We are sanctified. And there is a progressive sanctification that we are still getting more and more day by day. One is once for all, and the other is day by day. One is ours by the finished work of Christ for us, and the other is becoming ours more and more by the unfinished working of the Holy Spirit in us. One is done, and the other is still doing. So there must be a yes and a no to the question, are you sanctified? Some sincere folk go to the church altar to seek sanctification. Well, I am sanctified, but I never went to an altar for it. but instead, someone went to the altar for me, and I am sanctified. Does that seem strange to you, my neighbor? The Bible says we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. I was helplessly lost in my sin, rotten within and stained without. The shackles of Satan held me as his dupe and slave, but God saw me as his wicked rebel. What a hopeless condition to be in. But from heaven came my Savior, my Redeemer, my Deliverer, Jesus Christ. Straight to the altar of Calvary, the altar of sacrifice he went. No lamb or silver could be offered for me. My guilt was too great. So he laid himself on that altar and gave his blood. What for? So I could be sanctified, set apart, rescued from my sin, liberated from Satan, and freed from this judgment-bound world. His blood availed for me. His work was finished. I am sanctified, for my Lord Jesus went to the altar for them and righteousness and sanctification. He is my sanctification. His work has sanctified me. Oh, how much I owe to him. I would be the same old sinner and in the same old crowd today, but for what Jesus did for me. Neighbor, we do not call you to some church altar, but we point you to Christ who died on Calvary's altar. He is now on the throne in heaven, and if you will now seek him with all your heart to be your Savior, he will also be your sanctifier, your justifier, and your Redeemer. Yes, you will find your all in Jesus and all your need met in what he did for you. But how does one get this sanctification? Our Lord Jesus said, sanctified by faith that is in me. It is not a going to an altar, but it is a real heart experience of faith in Christ. The profane curse him, but I trust him. Men reject him, but I receive him. The world around me cries, we will not have this man reign over us, but I confess him, my Lord and my God. It is this faith in Christ that saves the soul and that changes the life too, as Christ becomes both Savior and Sanctifier. Sanctification is an integral part of God's salvation. It is not a second part, but the first and only part. For there is no salvation apart from it. Worldly church members or even pastors may claim salvation and ignore separation from the world as their sanctification, but they shall perish with the world they love and befriend. For the Bible says, whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Salvation and sanctification cannot be divorced, for God has joined them together, and even our modern worldly religion cannot separate them. What does all this add up to? Neighbor, you must be separated unto God, be a part of the Lord's sanctified people, or else you'll be the subject of God's eternal wrath. Be not deceived and think you can go along with this world and go to heaven. You must be so completely taken out of the world to be no more of it. But as the Lord Jesus said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. This will mean that you will be ostracized by the world. But wouldn't it be better to be unwanted by the world and received into heaven than to be sought after by the world but to be cast out by God? You must choose. It is Christ or the world. To be sanctified unto God, or to be swallowed up with the world, you must be separated unto God or forever separated from God. The battle line is forming. The two sides are clearly marked out. You must take your stand on the Lord's side or be in Satan's vast army. There can be no compromise. It is one or the other. Neighbor, let me open my heart to you. I once knew a young man. He had a lovely wife and a nice home, but he just threw all he had, and himself too, to the dogs. And now he's wandering about, homeless and friendless. What folly, what a tragedy. But neighbor, if you turn Christ down and will not be sanctified by him to be wholly his, then one day you will wander, not just in this world, but in a lost eternity, homeless and friendless, to look back on what it might have been if only you had surrendered to Jesus Christ to be your Lord. But then it will be too late forever. When one joins the army, he is taken out of the nation of civilians, and he is in the military, a distinct and separate company. And so in our salvation, when we turned to Christ to save us, as we cried, Lord, save me, we were sanctified. Our sanctification is our separation unto Christ as his redeemed people. The dying thief cried, Lord, remember me, as he appealed to Christ for salvation. Then and there he was sanctified, that is, set apart from the world and on the Lord's side, as Jesus answered him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He was forever associated with Christ and forever separated from his evil buddies and this wicked world. He was sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ and by virtue of his atoning blood. So he could have cried, as did Paul, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Neighbor, I first asked you, are you sanctified? Now I ask you, do you want to be sanctified? If so, then call on the Lord Jesus to save you. Save you from your sins, yes. From hellfire, yes. But also to save you from this world, to be in his sanctified flock, to be on the Lord's side. And then the Holy Spirit will enter your heart, and great changes in your life will be manifest as he marks you out as being a truly sanctified person, separated unto Christ. Your life will no longer be aimless. You will seek to live for Christ, no more going from bad to worse, but becoming more Christ-like. No longer hidebound with selfishness, but loving all men with a compassionate desire to see them saved. And no longer homeless and friendless, but having all of God's children as your friends, going home to heaven to be forever separated, sanctified unto God. Instead of the awful memory of how you turned Christ down, you will sing forever, O happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Amen. Let us...
Neighbor, I hope you have listened carefully to this Bible truth of sanctification. If so, it has a challenge that will test you. For if you will be one of the Lord's sanctified people going home to heaven, it will cost you a price. You cannot be separated unto Christ as one of his own without being separated from this world. The one insists on the other. Does this world so charm you, and your worldly buddies so attract you, and your sinful habits and wicked ways so captivate you that you cannot give them up? Be not deceived by a man-pleasing preacher that tells you you don't have to give up anything to become a Christian. I'm telling you what God himself says. Hear his word. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. Yes, you must choose, for you cannot have both. It is Christ or the world. It is God or your sin. It is the Lord's sanctified people or the devil's gang. But some earnest soul might say, preacher, I'm so weak. I'm afraid I will go right back to my sins with that worldly crowd and their ungodly ways, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. To such I answer, if you will turn from all these to the Lord Jesus to save you, he will break their fetters over you, and he will give you power to overcome their allurements, for he will be your Savior and your sanctifier. He knew how helpless and hopeless you were to save yourself, and he saved you, and he knows how weak you are. And so he will give you the Holy Spirit to empower you to overcome the world and Satan and sin, and to enable you to live that sanctified life, a life of separation unto God. Fear not to turn from all else, to entrust yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And delay not to make him your choice today. Now, will you? God is waiting for your answer. Tell him. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.